1, 2, 3. What the fuck is this room? Running to you, didn't leave a message, at least I couldn't learn your voice one last time. Daily mind feel it's cool. Be my time, I own. Would you hate me? Would you hate me? I'm bearing home, indeed, to hold my face.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of Washington, D.C., or wherever you may be from. This is one of the original instruments of rock and roll, and more importantly, heavy metal, the ukulele. And, Carrie, you can turn it down just a bit. And before I played it, and while I had your attention, and not to abuse the privilege of having you all gathered here today, I was just going to mention that we registered some people to vote today, and I want to thank you for... And hopefully your involvement won't stop there, and you'll be out of the polls, because it's amazing how many people don't vote, and I know that all of you do. There's a shitload of people that don't. And I was trying to think of what I could say, and the thing is, like, I guess what you could say is that if you don't think there's a reason to vote, or you don't think that there's a reason to be kind of thinking and rebelling these days, then you're just not seeing it. Because it's there and kind of all around you. And it actually has a name. It has a name like Nike, and it has a name like GE and Microsoft? You mean from Seattle? No, Seattle is just full of pure ethical people. Hell yeah, Microsoft, yeah. In fact, one thing about Microsoft, at least you could register to vote on the computer and then, you know, make change that might ruin their monopolies later on. So see, you know, there's ways to work with this technology here. And the last thing I'll mention, and I apologize, but it would be exciting to get a kind of third party, at least in the motion now. Actually, a little bit of history. I believe the Republicans were once they weren't always a party in the first. They had a convention, and then 4 years later, they had another one, and they nominated Abraham Lincoln, and he ran on two main platforms, was allowing women to vote and freeing the slaves, and he got in, so if, you know. If anyone tells you Ralph Nader, you know, is just gonna lose, and, you know, you're not gonna vote for a winner, you may be someday with a little support. Anyways, that's enough for me, and thanks for listening. So, yeah, we'll dedicate this next song, because actually when it was written, it was dedicated right off the bat, straight to the heart of Bill Gates. So, you know, our neighbor. Okay, so I'm gonna ask for quiet so you can hear the words. Some of you haven't heard it, all right? Like, okay.